This is Michelada Monday, and it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
¡Órale!
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón.
The over-examined life may expose you to truths that kill you.
Drawing it out, Vic. Metro Sun Money AM 570 LA Sports. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. A small flex today, starting an hour early, as the Dodgers are going to get going at 6 o'clock. We'll be off the air. I'm sorry, Monday Night Football will get going at 5 o'clock. The Dodgers are off today, so we are going toward Titans versus Bills because we got all the games being played on the station. And then the NLCS will resume tomorrow as we will be on an incredibly super flex from 11 to 1 p.m. But for today, P, we got 3 hours going into Westwood One's coverage of Monday Night Football on a small flex
alert. And tomorrow will be a huge flex alert. But either way, there's a lot of despair. There's a lot of disdain. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of panic. There's a lot of
panic to the nines.
Gnashing of the teeth and weeping and moaning and fretting. But we have to say, it is a day that we do like to celebrate the Modelo and the Micheladas. And maybe that's something we can concentrate on today, as opposed to just screaming and yelling as to why Julio Urias needed to go out there in the eighth inning. Or why, after Turner and Pollock can't produce, you end up with Matt Beatty. Or why Corey Seager can't sacrifice his whole body to lay in front of a ball.
Get in front of it, Corey.
Lay out, young man. Lay out. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself at third base in a hurry.
Should have been there 2 years ago.
Telling you.
Perhaps.
That big free agent contract. Shortstops.
Perhaps it's a Modelo Michelada Monday on PMS. It'll help us not have that kind of bitterness. That kind of tone in our voice.
Put your chest in front of it, Corey.
Ouch.
Because while you're at home with your chest relaxing after a long day at work, crack open a beer right next to your chest.
Hey, Pollock, swing and strikes.
It's brewed with the fighting spirit. Modelo Especial.
Will Smith's pass ball.
That's a wild pitch, Matt.
That was a pass ball.
Wild pitch. Find the strike zone. Trying and mixing a strike.
That was a pass ball.
It's crisp. It's clean. It's refreshing. The Modelo Especial is brewed with the highest quality ingredients for taste of pure gold. Turn it up, Ronnie. Hashtag Modelo USA. Please drink responsibly. I don't know if you heard, but Cates was doing Dodger talk last night, deep into the night, and he was just spitting fire.
This is
like DiCaprio's flamethrower in the freaking Hollywood movie when he burned that hippie in the pool.
Oh, that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That was Cates.
Felt good.
This is a direct quote from our flight home to Baltimore. We have Wi-Fi, but it gets spotty in some places. So I started watching it on my app for my provider.
Listening to the Dodger talk or the Dodger game?
The Dodger game. So, we're all huddled around my iPad trying to watch this thing, and then it gets choppy. And then I put it on the SiriusXM app so I can hear it, at least the national feed. And then Daniel Jeremiah leans forward from his – he sits in the row behind me. And he leads forward, and he says, hey, you guys know they just tied it up. And I was like, what do you mean they just tied it up? It was still 4-2 at the time. And he said, dude, the best thing to follow is Tim Cates' Twitter feed. Not only do you get instant updates on the score, but you get commentary as well.
Hey, keep your mouth shut, DJ.
He's way ahead.
And sure enough, he puts it right in front of me, and it is Tim Cates. I mean, it is – freak it, like you think the dots and the triangles and the pitch tracker is awesome. It is. Can't keep Freddie Freeman down forever. Just hope it's not here.
Oh, that's a good
Darno
one.
Darno set up with one knee down. Why doesn't Mookie steal second?
Valid question. Valid question. Am I right?
It is not. It was non-stop.
Oh, I was monitoring. Yeah, I was in the chair at the challenge just watching the guy get carted off the field and then the game go to overtime and then the Dodgers simultaneously. So we were watching and we had Cates on Twitter along with the rest of Twitter and Fred looking like he got punched in the chest. I mean, Fred's really invested in the Dodgers. You know, he goes out there with his family and he has a great time.
Sure.
He can't be journalistic about this series. He just can't.
when they tied it up, here it is. I had to find it. He leans forward. He goes, hey, all you guys got to do is follow Tim Cates. This is better than Game Cates. Hashtag Julio Arias isn't fooling anybody. Riley ties it up with an RBI double.
That was a good one. The Julio Urias isn't fooling anybody. That one came up this morning again when I looked into
it. It was that good.
You hate to see that. You know, it's like, I knew that happened. I don't want to see it again in the moment. And then, well, how much of that bitterness, Cates, translated to on air? Because those are the texts I was getting. You know, I even came by to give Cates a slap on the colo and a pound to Colin when they were doing the post game because I knew that they would be so dejected. And Colin looked like he was laying in a coffin.
No, that's not true. Colin's loving every minute of this.
Even though he's a Giants fan. Yeah. Well, his team's finished anyway, so he's just a bitter guy. But did you get the hot fire going because there was no scam this morning on the radio?
I got it going a little bit. I had a lot of people tweet at me, hey, appreciate your honesty.
I really appreciate your honesty.
Hey, thanks for talking hockey.
Totally appreciate it, kids. Good looking out, man.
Well, you know, I said it, you know, it's not Dave Roberts' fault that Julio Urias couldn't throw a curveball and he couldn't throw a fastball faster than 92 miles an hour. He shouldn't be in that situation.
What do you mean it's not his fault? It's absolutely his fault for blowing that freaking game five and mismanaging that thing with Andrew Friedman like a complete kook.
Ooh.
They ran a freaking bullpen game. Julio starts that game, and he pitches six, and you don't have to start Scherzer, and you run it traditionally, and Julio is fine.
You called him a
totally
kook.
Fine.
So we're going back to game five of the NLDS. I'm talking about last night.
That's how this entire thing set up.
That's why this whole thing set up the way it did, and they had to run a bullpen game in game one, and they had to freaking pitch Julio Urias last night.
I can't believe you called him a kook.
Let's go back to Max Scherzer, though.
I can't believe you pulled the trigger. I can't believe you. You really crossed the line.
You did, man.
I mean, you've really crossed the line.
You did.
I meant it in a flattering side of way.
Of course, always.
Always.
You're moving your pitchers around like a cook, brah.
What are you doing in game five? That's what this all set up to be, Cates. That's what happened is they completely crapped the bed the way they managed game five, and this is where we're at.
How about the fact that Max Scherzer's got a dead arm, and he announced after the game last night his arm is done right now.
Why does he have a dead arm?
Because he's thrown like 16 innings in 12 games or something like that.
Because he's so freaking fired up and emotional, and he comes flying out of that bullpen for the save. An appearance he should have never made in Game 5. And he's probably trying – what did Wink Martindale say about freaking Justin Herbert? He's trying to throw a freaking strawberry through a battleship. You know how fired up he was for that game. He had too much juice. He was overthrowing.
But you had to win the game to get to the NLCS. I don't have a problem with that.
Guess what? And they would have. They would have had they started Julio Urias. He pitches six. You bring in Knebel, Trinan, and Jansen. Game over, and you're fine. They would have been fine.
Let's stop going back to the NLDS. Let's talk about the
NLCS. It all meshes, man.
Eighth inning, 4-2 lead. You got two lefties to start off the bottom of the eighth, top of the lineup for the Atlanta Braves. It's either going to be Justin Brule, a left-hander, or Julio Urias, who hadn't thrown his bullpen yet that day. Good for 15 to 20 pitches. Who would you bring in, Urias or Justin Brule, to face the lefties in the eighth inning with the two-run lead? Julio Urias all day. That's a nice move. I have no issue with it. The fact that Julio had no curveball and looked completely flat out there with his fastball is not Dave Roberts' fault. Julio wasn't ready.
It goes back to the way they pitched him in the game five. I still contend. You start him in that game and you have more guys available. You don't have to have the bullpen game for game one. You don't have to do that. Max Scherzer starts game one. That's my problem. Like, none of this happens. It all goes back to them getting cute in game five. That's how the schedule got totally freaking blown up.
Yeah, but they've been cute for 3 years doing this. The problem is
they know what? They haven't hit for 3 years.
Well, they've been getting some hits, and that's why they won the World Series. But obviously,
and
this
that was
year,
a damn passed ball from Knebel in the first game.
It was not a wild pitch.
It was not a wild pitch.
Yes, wild pitch.
whatever.
It was 3 feet outside. He had to cross his body to get it, and he was set up.
I'm talking about
the
Knable one in the first inning that gave the Braves the 1-0.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're crazy. Get off your knees.
Hey, I want to be involved in this conversation.
Hey, stay out of it, Petros.
I want to be involved in this conversation. Can I ask a question?
No.
To both of you seamies? I just want to ask two questions. I have two seam head questions, all right? Just two. One is, if the Dodgers are 2-0 right now, coming home in this series, coming around here to Dodger Stadium, do we have scam this morning?
No. There wasn't going to be scam either way.
All right.
Yeah.
That's just a logistical question.
Yeah, but scam returns tomorrow and is here to stay until the Dodgers run is over.
And after you put, here's another question.
Okay.
And again, you know, I can't do what you guys do. You know, that freaking, that seam head talk going back and
it's
forth.
It's not hard. All you do is scream and yell and say stupid crap and nonsensical.
Man, you
it's
guys
very
are,
easy.
You guys are singing from a different hymn book.
Get
you
in know, front just, of the ball, Seager.
I can't
drop
do,
a kook every now and then. It goes really well.
I can't do what you guys do with when you seam head it up. But let me ask just a simple question. Once you start putting the dudes that are starters in the game, doesn't it look kind of like you're chasing and now you're all off schedule and you're all whacked out to begin with?
No, because you have to win one game at a time. You don't worry about the next couple of games. You got the Walker Buehler set up. Julio's already set for game four.
But, like, once you start chasing your money in the casino, once you get wild-eyed, you don't become James Bond again, right?
No, you win the game that night. I don't have a problem with Julio coming in. I don't have a problem with Max Scherzer in game five. This is new way baseball. You win that game, and you worry about the next day tomorrow. And they're not really worrying about the next day because they got Walker Buehler for game three, and Julio's fine for game four.
There was no reason to have, and they said it was going to be an opener, and then they turned it into a bullpen game.
You're talking about game five of the NLDS.
I'm talking about game five. They said, oh, yeah, he's just going to pitch the first three batters because Buster Posey crushes Urias, and then, you know,
Wilbur,
and they didn't.
No.
And then they pitch Gratterall, and then Julio only pitches four innings. And then he mismanages the lineup and trying to throw seven pitches, and he's got a pinch hit for him, and that's a disaster. So now he's got to bring in Scherzer. Oh, that's what I'm saying. That game, and we talked about it after that game, what a disaster that was, has set all of this up. It backed the Dodgers pitchers up because of the fact they used Scherzer in that ninth inning and of how they pitched Urias, and that's why they're here. In the same place they were last year, down 2-0 to the Braves.
Hey, been there before. No problem.
Exactly.
No sweat. Down 2-0.
Oh, everything's great. No,
they'll win the next four.
Yeah, they have no depth. Okay. We will continue this conversation in the next segment.
I'm assuming.
I don't want to be part of the conversation. You guys are right. Tell Cates he's a tool.
Hey.
Cates is on fire.
Yeah.
Cates is on fire. He's blowing money up.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing, man. We're creating polarizing radio. This is awesome.
You push, I pull.
Matt's a sourpuss today because the Chargers lost.
Chargers!
That is not why I'm a sourpuss.
I was driving
Cates,
home
come
listening.
On here. Saying this is the new way to play baseball.
I was driving home listening to Cates. He was pissed.
Hey, Ron Darling last night, right before that pitch that Kenley Jansen made, said, if you're a Dodger infielder, you got to do whatever you can to keep the ball in front of you. Knock it down, do whatever. The ball cannot get to the outfield or the game is over. What happens? One hop, try to backhand it. Oh, right by me.
They weren't winning that game, Cates. They weren't winning that game. Not after Julio blew that two-run lead.
I hate to admit it, but money is 100% right. Let the starters start. Let the relievers relieve.
Exactly.
And the closers close. It's worked all year. Why are they trying to be so freaking smart right now?
It's exactly right.
Somebody was at SoFi last night with a Rosh.
Ah, stone it up.
It was Ronnie. Ronnie stoned it up so hard.
Stoned it up so hard.
He stoned it so
hard. I'm a stone it all day. I saw their semis pulling out with all their gear when I came to NFL Network today. I was like, oh, look at the stones. They stoned it, man.
You think Keith was still on stage playing the piano like Jackson Brown in that song, The Loadout?
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you have it all set to go before you come from my piano.
Take this last all right, guys.
We'll be back with more PMS. We'll talk Dodgers. Brandon Staley will join us to lament the bad loss in Baltimore as the Chargers are on a bye week. Big news with UCLA and Westwood. Tim Cates is hot. Matt feels passionate about it as well.
Petros, he just don't care.
I'm enjoying it.
He's biding his time.
I'm waiting to be part of the conversation.
Then he's going to strike.
Wait till you guys start talking about the Eagles. I'm going to jump in there like Hartman, have a nervous breakdown.
I want to go to this conversation.
You got some new steps now. You've got a fancy man on the side.
Back to Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Everybody, a lot of people are down, a lot of people a little upset. Dodgers lost, sure they did, but we got a reason to smile. PMS is on a flex alert. We're here with you. We got tickets to give away to game 3 coming up tomorrow. Game 3 in the NLCS. PMS on from 11 to 1. Rogan and Rodney not on, but Scam at 6 a.m. oh no, Rogan and Rodney are on.
They're on 9 to 11. We're on 11 to 1.
Fred lied. He told me he wasn't going to be on.
What a liar. Don't be such a liar, Fred.
He lied. He really did.
Scam. 6 to 9. Fred.
Do we all have tickets to give away? Or just you, Kate?
You guys do between now and 5 o'clock. And then tomorrow morning. One pair today.
One pair?
And then one pair tomorrow with me and Saxy.
A Saxy dancer?
Why don't you give us your tickets? We'll give away two pair today.
No.
All right.
How about no?
Be that way. Yeah.
Time for the top story of the day. It's getting hot in here, you know?
It's going to get hotter.
I feel like Jenny Taft is going to try to take Skip's chain at any moment.
Oh, I'm so Skip. I'm going to be that old guy wearing hip clothes.
Kind of swole.
Kind of swole.
I'm in good shape. I don't know what's wrong with these athletes.
Yeah, but not really, because you're just old and your loose skin just looks swole, you weirdo. Oh,
dude, he's ripped. Don't say that, man.
He's freaking HGH to the nines.
You see his jaw. You see the marks.
What else could it be? They were here last year, were the Dodgers, down 2-0, but too talented. And again, we ask, is this a flip of a switch? Not a surprise to see the Dodgers in this position and not all that concerned. But I'll tell you what, as we just debated, and it was so hot.
It was hot.
Eastern Seaboard worthy style sports talk. Hey, you take this side, I'll take this side. We'll scream at each other, make people pick a side, and then call in. It'll be amazing.
Style really polarized the Textoso. I mean,
exactly.
People.
That's what we want, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we want. This one doesn't feel like a flip of a switch. This one feels horribly mismanaged. We talked about it on Friday. We just talked about it in the last segment. The way it played out in that Game 5, and yes, they got the win, Cates. And yes, they needed to get that win by any means necessary and eliminate the Giants from the postseason. That was the task at hand, and my God, the consequences were monumental. Eliminate the San Francisco Giants in the first ever playoff series between these two teams. And that's the other thing, by the way. I get it. It's 130 year. They just introduced the wild card in like 95. These two teams could have only faced each other in the last 25 years.
I know.
They had no chance of facing each other prior to that because you had to win the division to make the playoffs, and they were in the same division every year. So it was impossible for them to face each other. Anyway, they got the win. They eliminated the Giants. They advanced to the National League Championship Series. But this is what we spoke of. Don't get too cute. You have the best roster. We made the football analogies just like your tutors when you were in college, P. When you're USC, you don't be running no spread. You got the most talent. Put your guys out there and kick everybody's ass and freak them out the second you step off the bus.
I was too stupid to understand any real education, so they needed to help me with football analogies.
And I bet they could really spin a football analogy.
Oh, they really could. And it helped me, illuminated things for me, because I was so stupid in my brains.
The Dodgers were doing it all series long against the Giants and here against the Braves again. Oh, thanks for the football analogy, too.
Oh, thanks a lot. I mean, it's 4th and 1, and you got to get this answer right, or you're going to fail the test.
We got back-to-back bullpen games in Game 5 and Game 1.
It's BS.
And don't get, and yes, we're going back to game one. I know game two was yesterday, but this is our first show since game one. Don't get it twisted. That's exactly what that was in San Francisco. An opener for the first inning and then going to Julio Urias for the next six? Okay, fine. That's a, you know what? We're just using an opener. Corey Knebel's going to come out. We're going to put Julio in the second, and then that way he's going to take us all the way to the eighth. We got Trinan and we got Kenley. Game over. That was not what happened. It was a bullpen game. I didn't like it at the time. I said I didn't like it after the win, and I think what you are seeing is a product and the consequences of that decision. It could not have been more mismanaged on Saturday. Why are you running a bullpen game? Because you ran Max Scherzer out there to close the game. And look, it could have been more mismanaged in Game 5, yes, because they could have lost the game, and then that would have been worsely mismanaged. Yes, I get that. But at the same time, this is a team that is looking to win an NL pennant for the fourth time in 5 years, stamp, make that World Series championship last year in a 60-game season in a weird COVID year that was as harrowing and tough of a championship to win as any that has ever been won in the history of baseball.
That's what A-Rod said.
But it was still an odd World Series championship. And with the ability
no,
to
home
host
field.
World Series games at Dodger Stadium, celebrate on your mound with 55,000, some of the best fans, not just in Los Angeles. They are the best fans in Los Angeles, but the best fans in the freaking world has got to be the ultimate goal because the fact they had to celebrate in Arlington last year. They could have started Julio in that game five and then used Knebel, then used Gratterwall, then used Blake Trinan, then used Kenley Jansen. And you felt great about the prospects coming out of that series with a win. This is someone who is going to finish top three in Cy Young voting. He is the league's only 20-game winner. He has a sub-3 ERA. It is not like he's got one of those weird years where the guy ends up with 20 wins and an ERA of 4.5. No, he is in the conversation as the best pitcher in baseball and could have been the World Series MVP last year. And instead, you're treating him like some sort of utility guy, like some sort of off the bench Skip Schumacher. Oh, yeah, you do a little bit of everything. Why don't you go in and play a little defense here in the ninth, defensive replacement.
Late night Silver Lake side piece out of the LA Weekly.
Exactly right. Exactly right. He turned it into a bullpen game. Relievers for two innings. Urias as a long man. Dave Roberts getting stuck at the end of the game because for whatever reason he had to pinch hit Blake Trinan. And now Max Scherzer's got to come sprinting out of the – and look, what have we heard about Scherzer? We've asked since he got traded to the Dodgers, we've asked so many different people, hey, man, why is it – you know, what is it about that guy? Why is it so fun to watch him? Why is it so entertaining compared to any other pitch? Oh, the emotion, man. The guy's so fired up. He's freaking out. He's cussing at himself between pitches. He's screaming and yelling at people all over the place.
He wants it more than the rest of the pitchers in your entire whole organization. That's how much he wants it.
So what do you think's going to happen if you call his number for the ninth inning of a game against the Giants to get three outs? How hard do you think he's throwing that ball in the bullpen to warm up? A guy that's got that much emotion and gets that fired up, you don't think he's throwing the hell out of that ball?
Are you saying he blew his wad, man?
I would like to relate my baseball career to Max Scherzer's.
All right, let's hear it.
Because I think inevitably it was going to come to this. I mean, they're just so relatable.
I wish we could call Joe McDonald, but we can't, so we got to go with your
career. Wearing a flannel and throwing a no-hitter.
We got to go with yours.
And this goes for any – Cates, you're the freaking all-CIF in 96. Are you there? Crack your mic.
I'm here.
You ever get juiced up a little bit too much there? And you throw that ball a little hard, next thing you know, you're like, ooh, I let that one go a little hard. And you got that feeling. You got that feeling just from one throw.
Okay.
All it takes is one throw.
Did that happen at the Salt River Fields, man?
Happened when I caught that ball in center field, and that guy was tagging home, and I tried to fire a BB, and it might have made it to second base. Ooh. And I threw that ball as hard as I possibly could, and I remember just going, oh, that was not smart. Not a smart throw.
Salt River Fields, baby.
That was not a smart throw. Hey, I caught Matt that fly, and I thought I was going to pepper that dude at the plate, and I barely got it to the pitcher's mound. And I threw
Matt
as hard as I could.
Pretty good, though. You looked a lot better than almost everybody else except for that one really old guy with a beard.
That old dude was amazing.
He was wild.
But anyone that – look, you play in an old-timers all-star camp – You can relate to Matt Scherzer because of the finely tuned athlete that I am and was, particularly at that time. I think we were smoking cigarettes on the way over there. That's how finely freaking coiffed we were in the world of baseball. But I'm saying, if you tell me that Max Scherzer is a guy that gets wound up and invested and emotional, I'm not surprised he comes out of that game yesterday saying, yeah, you know what? I was able to work through it the last time I went on 3 days rest, and I started feeling good around pitch 45. But for whatever reason, this time I'm not. I know why. Because it was the ninth inning, and you were freaking fired up to the nines. The guy was all nipples all night after that one, screaming and yelling and grabbing everyone and throwing them around. That's why I got the dead arm, because he was freaking forced into pitching that ninth because of how mismanaged that game was, and that's why yesterday didn't go well, and he had to get pulled out after 4 1/3, and that's why they had to throw a freaking bullpen game on Saturday instead of pitching Scherzer on Saturday in the first place.
Yeah, Cates.
Now, can we talk about the lack of offense for a little bit here, Matt, because they didn't lose 19-2 in these two games here.
They were up 4-2.
Right. They were up 4-2, Cates.
I know.
They were up 4-2.
They were up 4-2 in a game in which they walked 9 times and had Justin Turner get hit by a pitch. 10 guys got free passes on base last night. They were 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. They intentionally walked Dodgers twice to get to Gavin Lux because he can't hit, and to get to AJ postseason Pollock because he can't hit a lick. The Dodgers were 1-for-10 last night with runners in scoring position. 2-for-18 in the first two games.
And all you need is two more hits and improve that average from 111 to 222, and maybe you got two wins.
Absolutely.
But that is not a new development. That's my issue. This Dodgers offense has been basically a disaster this entire postseason, save two of these seven games. They got shut out twice.
That's
so,
right.
Like, to me, okay, I can't really count on my offense because it's been a disaster, a complete disaster this postseason, which means you have got to perfectly manage your pitching staff. And to me, they backed themselves into a corner where now they're going to ask Walker Buehler, and look, maybe that's fair. He's regularly cited as the best pitcher in baseball at times, and he's got to bail him out. He's got to throw 7 or 8 innings tomorrow night to get this bullpen rest where they're not throwing stressful innings in game fives or every inning matters, high stress. What does Vasse always tell us? You know, it's not the number of pitches. It's the number of stressful pitches that you got to be worried about. The postseason, and you're a bullpen guy, and now all of a sudden you're taking the ball in the first or the second inning, setting the tone, hoping you don't screw your team over and force them to dig out of a giant hole against a team that's earned their way into the NLCS. That's stress. That is stress for all of these pitchers and these bullpen guys that are used to, I don't know, playing freaking hot foot in the bullpen for the first 2.5 hours of the game. And now they got to completely change their schedule for the postseason when the stakes are at their highest. I don't like it.
Matt, that bullpen was pretty darn close to being perfect on Saturday night. Outside of Knebel's run, and how about Tony Gonsolin? The Catman's on like 90 days rest. He hasn't pitched that long. He's got the fur on top of his shoes.
Yeah, and how about not the fur?
He goes an inning and 2/3, you know, gives up a run on 2 hits, didn't help the Dodgers bullpen. They had to go back to Vesia and Kelly and Jansen and a worn-out Blake Treinen there in the 9th inning. They were good. They gave up 6 hits in the entire game. The Dodgers had 10 in game one and stranded a boatload of guys. It's the offense that cannot get this job done.
I don't blame
the bullpen at all.
Oh, you got it. I'm not blaming the bullpen. They're doing what's being asked of them, and what's being asked of them is what I am blaming. The manner in which they are deploying these bullpen players is the issue that I have. I am not taking shots at the bullpen. They have been fantastic all year. They have helped this team win. I simply believe you could have avoided all of these issues. Look, and I would assume that they would say this as well. Getting knocked out in walk-offs and back-to-back, that ain't just a kick to the groin. That's a kick to the groin, and you fall backwards onto like a, I don't know, there's like a thin pole that you sit on as get kicked in the groin. Like, that's double there. I mean, that is rough getting walk-offs.
I mean, that's just violated by an object?
Yes, an inanimate object. I mean, a hell of a story when you get to the emergency room.
And then they were doing the chop, you know, they're all screaming. They're doing the chop right off the Dodgers' heads.
I don't like it.
And Plasky gets his, here it comes, the racist chop! Ah!
I don't like it.
That's ugly, man.
I don't like. They were up 4-2. Cates, they were up 4-2.
Yeah, and on paper, it's the right move.
With six outs to go.
Julio Urías.
And he wasn't right.
No.
Because of the way he was used in Game 5. He wasn't right. And he wouldn't have even had to have pitched. Because Scherzer would have started Game 1 instead of that game and have a dead arm.
How about some positives, though? Walker Buehler, well-rested for Game 3.
Oh, there you go. And, yeah, hey, they were here last year.
Julio Urías ready to go in Game 4. And hopefully Max Scherzer gets some rest, takes some Tylenol, and that elbow's feeling better for Game 5.
It better be.
Hot baseball conversation.
I demand accountability.
Yeah, you better do better.
Hey, Seager.
Layout.
Put a chest in front of that ball.
Yeah, layout for the ball, huh?
Your Chest Rockwell Show of Record, PMS, AM570 LA Sports, and a Michelada Monday brought to you by Modelo USA on your Dodger Station. Man, people are pissed.
To Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
We have Dodger tickets to give away. Game 3 tomorrow. We'll do it between now and 5 p.m. And we step aside for Monday Night Football. It is a Flex Alert Petros and Money Show. And again, a pair of tickets to Game 3, 2:08 p.m. start. At Dodger Stadium, Walker Buehler on the mound. Keep listening. Between now and 5 p.m., we've got one pair to give away. We're going to make it easy. We'll just ask for caller 10. Between now and 5 p.m., our Dodger broadcast brought to you by, no surprise, in part, Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, just 90 minutes down the 10 from wherever you are, Morongo. Good time.
It's time for How Was Your Weekend?
I'm going to do what I do. The weekend is mine.
So we've been trading away days like the weekend.
How was your weekend?
Matt?
Great weekend. Friday night, because we don't travel till Saturday, OSHA, shout out to the Orange County School of the Arts, their first show since COVID, when everything got shut down, opened that auditorium for the first time. Very happy for those kids, especially the seniors, to finally get something going. They were doing 5-6 shows a year, and they have not had one in a year and a half. So great to see them perform in front of an audience. My daughter was not all that excited about being assigned Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball, but made it her own. Very proud. It was a really cool deal that they put together. So shout out to OSHA for figuring that thing out and getting the kids back doing what they should be doing.
Did they bring like a Wrecking Ball on stage or any kind of?
Well, we kind of tried to get aggressive with the outfit, and we thought about props, and then they said no props, because then everybody's got a shot to use props, and the next thing you know, it becomes a prop fest.
I mean, just, if you're going to do props right. For one thing, anyway, all right.
Then I said, look, I know famous people. Can we get a cameo? You know, can I call a famous person for her to serenade or something like that? That was shut down. Saturday a.m. I surfed and then took the flight to Baltimore, watched a few episodes of Squid Game, went to dinner at Phillips. Right there in the harbor, crab cakes. There was a man with one tooth eating the booth across from me who was extremely intoxicated, and that was fun people watching. Sunday a.m., beautiful day for football in Baltimore. Cool breeze, sun was out, and boy, did the Baltimore Ravens, they beat the Chargers pretty damn good. And we will talk to Brandon Staley next hour, I think, bottom of the hour, so about 30 minutes from now. Flight home, we talked about it. As I was trying to watch the Dodger game, got a little bit of it on my app, got a little bit of it on the Sirius XM, and then Daniel Jeremiah pointed out the best way to follow the Dodger game is just to follow Tim Cates' Twitter feed. And
at
you
Tim
will get updated
Cates' Twitter companion.
Absolutely. And that is you get some commentary, you get scores, you get hits, you get all the big plays, and you get it a lot faster on airplane Wi-Fi than you would a stream or a Sirius XM broadcast.
Tim?
Had a busy weekend, guys. UCLA and Dodgers on Saturday. Had my daughter's homecoming dance for Village Christian High School on Saturday night. So her and her
Were
dance.
You the chaperone?
No, I was not a chaperone. She did not want me there as a chaperone, even though I felt like I should be there as a chaperone. Thankfully, UCLA postgame show kind of cut into it anyways, so I was not able to go.
Did the guy wear his pit vipers?
No Pit Vipers.
But
no.
That's the Pit Viper guy, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I made sure we did not wear the Pit Vipers or the matching Pit Vipers, for that matter. But they did have their matching Vans on, so shout out to Vans for their matching
skates.
Sunday had Raiders and Dodgers, post-game Dodgers, as you guys so eloquently talked about earlier. It was very spirited and a lot of fun, and I appreciate
you guys. You mean you and Matt?
Well, me and Matt, that's right. You didn't really chime in.
Yeah, I just sat here and smoked a cigarette.
Yeah, let me put it in terms you understand, Petros. It was like like an up-tempo football team getting slowed down by a defense and then not knowing what to do.
Oh, thank you.
You understand? Is that more in your lingo?
Well, that helps me.
Okay, good.
Because of my stupidity.
Yeah, that's why. Ronnie, how was your weekend?
Had a nice weekend. On Saturday morning, I dropped off my car for some service in Mountain View Goodyear on Magnolia Avenue in Burbank. Shout out. Decided to wait around for my vehicle, so I had some time to kill, so went for a nice long walk down Magnolia toward Porto, stopping at Halloween Town and just window shopping and Pinocchio, where I had an early lunch. It was a sunny Saturday, and there were quite a few people out enjoying the temperatures. And Saturday evening, we hung out around the house watching the Dodger game and eating Chinese food. And on Sunday, we watched some NFL foosball while doing some stuff around the house. And on Sunday night, my wife and I went to SoFi Stadium to see the Rolling Stones on their No Filter tour. It was a fun show. We got there early and had no problems getting in or out of the show.
Did they just use a drum machine?
No. They had their longtime backup drummer was there handling all of the duties.
The black dude?
Charlie Watts. Yes. Very good.
He was a drummer.
Loud show. It was a loud show. And it was a good show. And it was the most memorable time for my wife and myself. It's SoFi is a pretty huge place. Didn't realize how huge it was until we walked around. And the acoustics could have been a little bit better. And there was kind of a weird smell walking around inside the stadium. My wife said, "Should it smell like this?" It kind of smelled like sewage.
Ew.
Down in like the third tier area there. So. Yeah, other than that, it was a great show.
You've been to Carson lately? People are struggling.
Petros, how was your weekend?
No, I'm serious. There's like, look on the paper.
The caca tanks.
Carson, no, but the caca tanks have like, I don't know, something's going on.
The caca tanks start
people are
going
talking.
Caca?
No, there's like a big story in the Daily Breeze about the caca smell of Carson right now.
The Daily Breeze.
Yeah, the Daily Breeze.
I love it.
It's a Copley newspaper, Ronnie. Okay? There's life below the 10.
Oh, is there?
Believe it or not.
Okay.
Jesus.
Thank you, P. How was
my weekend? Was fine. No one asked me, but my mother-in-law was here. I did a football game with Dan Helly. Very nice guy. Good-looking guy. You know
that
guy, right?
Good-looking. It's painful how good-looking he is.
Yeah, very good-looking.
Yeah.
And then I came home, and no one wanted to hang out with me. A guy, my friend said he was going to come over, and then he didn't. And, then I went to the Vans store in Torrance yesterday and got some Vans for the challenge. And then I went to the challenge. And at the challenge, Chuck Henry was doing the news, Matt. And that is
that
no
right?
When Chuck Henry comes in on a Sunday night, you look up and you expect to see, you know, somebody like some guy like Jonathan who's fine, you know, but you look up and you see Chuck Henry there and he wants to talk football, okay? You're not the only guy that knows famous people, okay, to do cameos and things. I met Chuck Henry many years ago, and we're still very close. And it was just wonderful to see him. Once he gave me a USC hat. I don't know if you know that.
Is that right?
Yeah. He said,
what a kind man.
I want you to have this.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck.
And that was our weekends. OSHA shows. Rolling Stone show. Which is better? OSHA. Didn't
close.
Smell like an ass at the OSHA.
Right.
And it was free.
$10.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
$10.
Basically free.
Well, that's good. I paid $75 for parking.
Damn.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Damn.
There were
did
more
you know that was wait? Did you know you were going to pay $75
for parking? I knew I was going to pay.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I knew I was going to pay for
if
parking.
You go see the Stones, you got to come out the pocket.
Yeah.
Nobody could. Mick Jagger doesn't. He gets that big vacuum mouth on your pocket, and he doesn't let up until everybody's empty in and out.
There was a lot of videos on Twitter. He was certainly unfiltered with his language, the lead singer.
The lead singer.
Yeah, Mick was unfiltered. Yes, he was, indeed.
It's not like we're talking about Fallout Boy, you know?
Oh, if we were, though.
Like the singer? Like the singer?
I said the lead singer, Mick
Jagger. Yeah, okay.
The opening act kind of sucked, though.
Who was opening?
The Sons of Glorious, or I don't know, something or other. They weren't really too good at all.
Why did they just get Silver Sun pickups?
I don't know.
That's a good local
band.
Maybe
they were busy.
Right?
We could have solved that. We solved it in 2 seconds right there.
Could have had Matt's daughter open for the Stones. It would have been better.
Right. Preston Smith, let's go.
Been a little overwhelming, but you know what the hell?
You're ready for this. Let's go, baby. Run it up the pole.
No pressure.
We'll be back with more PMS Word Number Song. Brandon Staley, a couple more hours before we get to Monday Night Football on AM 570 LA Sports.